constraining the physical properties of the first lens $Z, SIM 10-16 Galaxy candidates with JWST, by Lucas J. Fatak et al. The first deep field observations of the JWST have immediately yielded a surprisingly large number of very high redshift candidates, pushing the frontier of observability well beyond Z is greater than or equal to 10. We here present a detailed set-fitting analysis of the 15 gravitationally lensed Z approximately 10-16 Galaxy candidates detected behind the Galaxy cluster SMACSJO723.3-7327 in Attek et al. 2022, using the Beagle tool. Our analysis makes use of dynamical considerations to place limits on the ages of these galaxies and of all three published SL models of the cluster to account for lensing systematics. We find these galaxies to have relatively low stellar masses MSTAR approximately 10^7-10^8 MSN and young ager stage approximately 10^100 MEV. Due to their very blue UV slopes, down to beta approximately -3, all of the galaxies in our sample have extremely low dust attenuations AV is less than or equal to 0.02. Placing the measured parameters into relation, we find a very shallow MSTAR move slope and high SSFRs above the main sequence of star formation with no significant redshift evolution in either relation. This is in agreement with the bright UV luminosities measured for these objects and indicates that we are naturally selecting galaxies that are currently undergoing a star bursting episode at the time they are observed. Finally, we discuss the robustness of our high redshift galaxy sample regarding low redshift interlopers and conclude that low redshift solutions can safely be ruled out for roughly half of the sample, including the highest redshift galaxies at Z approximately 12-16. These objects represent compelling targets for spectroscopic follow-up observations with JWST and ALMA. This was constraining the physical properties of the first lens $Z, SIM 10-16 Galaxy candidates with JWST, by Lucas J. Fatak et al.